Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise the Lord, everybody. I want to welcome you to another edition of the Miracle Man Show here on Wednesday, October the 12th of 2022. And I am your host, the Miracle Man, coming to you over a hot microphone live from Midland, Michigan, where I live. Now, there's this guy that I used to hear, you know, in the very late evening on Sports Channel, and he would say, slaving over a hot microphone, which I thought it was funny. And I was thinking about that earlier today, but then I thought about it for a second and thought, no, I don't feel like a slave. But I thought it was funny nonetheless. But yes, broadcasting over a hot microphone here on blogtalkradio.com from here where I live in Midland, Michigan, and I am so grateful that you have decided to tune in tonight, wherever you may be tuning in, however you may be tuning in. You know, whether you've called in, whether you're listening on your computer, you know, be it desktop, laptop, stovetop. No, I don't think there's such a thing as a stovetop computer, but that would be funny if there was. But nonetheless, whatever device, you know, or you've used a smartphone, tablet, whatever you've used, I'm just glad that you've tuned in today to the broadcast. Praise God, because I love it when you tune into the show. I really do. And so it's a great thing when you do that. It really is. Praise God. So, a couple things I wanted to, you know, kind of just mention, you know. Just kind of have a couple fun things. First of all, I'm going to be going to that place to the south in a couple of days, you know, for a few hours to go, you know, to a couple of stores to look for a couple of things, certain things, and then to go to this diner that I love in Toledo. It's this place called Schmucker's. They have very good pies, very good, you know, burgers and different things, and open face sandwiches and some great things like that. So we'll see how they're doing. And so I'm excited about that. And then so personally I am pretty excited about that. Another thing I wanted to mention, Marching Showcase, which is a big event in my town, that here in this town, that features 11 different marching bands that come together. That they come together not for the sake of competition. And Anna was in a marching band that did compete. My great friend Anna. And she had been a band major. But this event is not a competition. It's just, you know, where 11 marching bands come together, make music. One band goes, then the next band goes. And the smallest bands go first, then the bigger bands go. And it's a nice night of music. Now, tonight, it was supposed to be tonight, but Mother Nature had other plans. Let me guess, Cassandra, it's still raining outside, isn't it? Yep.
Yeah, raining a lot.
Yeah, wow. But it was supposed to be tonight, but Mother Nature had other plans. And so now it's rescheduled to Monday night. And so now the thing with that night is that night it's supposed to be cold, and there's a 50% chance of precip that I hope we can get lowered as it gets closer, because I don't want it to get canceled again. I did not get to go to this event last year, as I was in at the Clarksville Holy Spirit Conference, which did not happen this year. In 19, I was down in Detroit. My brother was home. In 18, I was in Georgia. So this would have been my first time getting to go since 17. But hopefully Monday night. And I have a funny story to tell you about this whole thing. So last night, after we logged off, you know, last night after we logged off and got off the air, I ask a question on a Midland High School chemic group that I'm in. Like, for just certain things about school, you know, about, like, not like about the school day, but like various events and what have you. And so I asked in the group, so you basically, like, does anyone know if there's a backup plan? Like, looking at the forecast for tomorrow night, I was wondering if there's any backup plans for if tomorrow night's not a go, you know, basically. And then one person's like, you know, they'll make a decision tomorrow at noon, referring to today, you know. And so here's the funny part of all that. Pay attention, Cassandra. You're going to get a kick out of this. The name of the band director at Midland High School is Eric Attard. Attard. Or as my phone has said, Attard. But you know, Attard. What difference does it make, right? But someone says, well, I'm sure in the email, Mr. Attack will let you know. You say, how did it become Mr. Attack? Well, autocorrect can do that. Don't you think that's funny, Cassandra, Mr. Attack?
It is funny.
But now, Cassandra was at a game with me, and about 2 weeks ago, and she could say, you know, they were doing a good job of, like, attacking their notes and what have you, like they were doing good at playing, like, attacking their notes, but, like, as far as the marching. Obviously, she was from a different school. Different schools do different things. Different directors have different ideas. She would say,
it was bland.
Like they weren't really attacking the knee lift.
No, not at all.
The knee lift didn't have much attack to it. If you're talking like sound and what have you, the attack was there.
The sound was great.
Like the attack was there.
Mm-hmm.
Like the, but attack could work better on the attacking the marching.
Yes.
No, his real last name is not Attack, but I just thought that was funny. I just thought that was hilarious, that whole thing, because someone was like, he'll like that. You, I don't know if he meant me. Or if he met Mr. Addard, I don't know. But then, you know, a little bit later, we find out that the showcase would not be happening tonight. But I honestly thought that was pretty humorous that it said Mr. Attack, because, but, you know, that would be a good name for a football coach. I would love it. Like, you get the ball, run with it, pass with it. I thought that was kind of cool. And it can always be nice when you have a little bit of humor to share. And honestly, I got a kick out of that Mr. Attack thing, even though it's not his real name. It's Mr. Addard. Now, so Monday night, my plan would be to do a show a bit earlier, and then also, which means I would get done a bit earlier too, and then head down to the stadium to watch Showcase, because, like I said, Showcase is awesome. And last night, it was so windy that I could not hear from my house, because I was hoping I'd be able to hear from my house, because Tuesday night, during marching season, up until Midland versus Dow Week, so like 9 different Tuesdays, they have Tuesday night practices. So I thought I'd be able to hear them from outside, at least kind of faintly. I couldn't with the wind, so we go down to listen, but this is crazy, Cassandra. You're not going to believe this. Not just Midland Band, but both bands were on campus last night.
Another band, Dow?
Dow Band was in the stadium. Midland Band was down by, like, in that field near the band, by those tennis courts.
Aren't they the rivalry?
Yeah. But I think they were both there. They were obviously in very separate parts of campus. But still, you know, it was so they could be ready for Showcase. Do you bet one of them is going to be back there this weekend to practice again, or do you doubt it?
Nobody
did. Do you think they'll both be there at the same time, or do you highly doubt it?
I would hope not.
Why?
That's a lot of kids on one field.
No, I didn't say they were on one field. I said they were on the campus, the Midland High School campus. So, I was talking, Midland High was in the stadium. Dow High was in the stadium, like on the field, like towards closer to Dollar General. Midland is where Dow was. Midland was all the way down East Lawn, down closer to Swede, like by those tennis courts, like that special parking lot, that band parking lot thing, like where we had seen them a few weeks ago. Remember, Cassandra? So do you bet at some point this weekend one of them is going to be on that campus? Or do you bet they'll both be there at some point, but not both at the same time?
They'll probably both be there, but just not at the same time.
And your guess is one will go on the stadium, but you doubt it'll be Midland. If one goes to the stadium, you feel like it's going to be Dow again. Whereas Midland will be like it's down past the front of the school, like it would be them, so they can be more ready for Monday. Because now they're going to do it on Monday night, try to. And that'll be different because I've never known them to do one on Monday night. So we'll see, as they say. We will see. And so, another thing I was going to mention is, like, I wonder what some of your listeners' favorite, you know, fall-themed, you know, desserts and such, treats and such are. Like, I like me some good apple cider. And then some, you know, cider donuts, pumpkin donuts. And then these pumpkin whoopie pies from this place in Clare, delish. And you know what else is really good? This is apple crisp. Super, super delicious. So that was just kind of letting you know what one of my favorite, you know, my favorite flavors of fall are. Meaning, like, specific to fall. And the fall / autumn, related to the time of year, like October, late September, October, into November. Not Christmas. Because Christmas, for me, has, like, its separate list. So that the two don't blend together. Because in my mind, they shouldn't blend together. Though pumpkin's still good at Christmas, of course, but in my mind, pumpkin is more Thanksgiving-ish than Christmas-ish, if we want to talk the big holidays. Does that make sense, Cassandra? That it's more Thanksgiving-y than Christmassy. Apples, that's more like September, October. Right? Not as much November, December. Because obviously December, it'll be its different. That's a little bit of, you know, I've been up to lately, because sometimes it's, you know, good to talk about, have a little fun and kind of, you know, talk about just kind of, you know, what I've been up to, kind of just, you know, go a little light. Good things. All right. Now, getting into more so the meat of the night, I do want to mention to you the things that I always try to mention. First of all, I do want to remind you about the book, Rivers of Miracles. It's the story of my life and how great God has been. The story of a God whom my mom could not see, but strongly believed in. And we continue to trust in the Lord every day, believing God for my healing, my miracle manifestation. I continue to believe too. And walk by faith, not by sight. And it's an amazing thing. You should always walk by faith. So you can go online to the website, riversofmiracles.com. That is Rivers, R-I-V-E-R-S, riversofmiracles.com, to find out information about the book, Rivers of Miracles, and how the book can be a blessing into your life. As I want it to be a blessing into your life. I want you to read it. And it's not something I just say. It's something I mean. And so I want you to read it. And when you read it, it should increase your faith. I pray it will increase your faith. And so I'm believing God that you, that more and more people read the book. The other thing that I would like to mention is PayPal. If this show that we've been doing for 5 years has been a blessing into your life, and honestly, I pray it has been a blessing into your life. I really do. And I've enjoyed doing it. And I'm believing, and so, you know, if it's been a blessing, I would ask you to consider sowing a seed into the program. And when you sow seeds into the program, this is good ground, my friend. It is very good ground, listeners. And we use it, you know, for good stuff. When you sow seed into this, it's fertile ground, fertile ground. Amen. And when you sow your seed, I always pray over it. And another thing about when you sow seed, I don't want you to feel like, oh, I have to sow seed. He said, I have to sow seed. Oh, you're still going to get the same programming on this program, whether you sow a seed, whether you give a dime or not. Try to go do that at the gas station, putting gas in your car. Try McDonald's. Try the ball field, the ball stadium. They'll all say, no, got to pay first. But here, you still get the same word, same songs from me. You still get, you know, my sports predictions, my sports discussions, and the different things we do here, whether you sow a seed into the program or not. And so the verse I want to sow into the program tonight is where it says, I wish above all things that you would prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. So it's according to your soul. Like, how's your soul doing? So it's based on that. So, now, I want to remind you real quick how you can sow seed. You can go to paypal.com. In the search bar, type in Rivers Shukla. That is Rivers, R-Y-V-E-R-S. Last name is Shukla, S-H-U-K-L-A. Please keep in mind, there is a space between Rivers and Shukla. The other thing that I would like you to keep in mind is that the first R in Rivers and the S in Shukla, both of those are capitalized. So please, if you would kindly, make a note of that. Okay. Now I'm going to... sing a couple songs and then get into the word of the Lord for tonight. Turn my world upside down. Life is spinning round you now. All of me, all for you. I let my light shine for you. Nothing's gonna stop me now. Living for you. Everyone together, sing the song of the redeemed. I know that my redeemed stand on what he did. My Savior lives. Every day a brand new chance to say, Jesus, you are the only way. My Savior lives. King has come from heaven. I will know his name. Victory forever is the song of the redeemed. I know that my Redeemer lives, and now I stand on what he did. My Savior lives. Every day a brand new chance to say, Jesus, you are the only way. My Savior lives. I know that my Redeemer lives, and now I stand on what he did. My Savior lives. Every day a brand new chance to say, Jesus, you are the only way. My Savior lives. My Savior lives, my Savior lives, my Savior lives. My Savior lives, my Savior lives, my Savior lives. My Savior lives, my Savior lives, my Savior lives. My Savior lives, my Savior lives, my Savior lives. I know that my Redeemer lives, and now I stand on what he did. My Savior lives. Every day is a brand new chance to say, Jesus, you are the only way. My Savior lives. My Savior lives. My Savior lives. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. My foes are many, they rise against me, but I will hold my ground. I will not fear the war. I will not fear the storm. My help is on the way. My help is on the way. Oh, my God, ye will not delay. My refuge and strength always. I will not fear. His promise is true. My God will come through always, always. Trouble surrounds me, chaos abounding. My soul will rest in you. Oh, yes. I will not fear the war. I will not fear the storm. My help is on the way. My help is on the way. Oh, my God, he will not delay. My refuge and strength always. I will not fear. His promise is true. My God will come through always, always. I lift my eyes up. My help comes from the Lord. I lift my eyes up. My help comes from the Lord. I lift my eyes up. My help comes from the Lord. I lift my eyes up, my help comes from the Lord. Oh, oh my God, he will not delay, my refuge and strength always. I will not fear. His promise is true. My God will come through always, always. I lift my eyes up. My help comes from the Lord. I lift my eyes up. My help comes from the Lord. I lift my eyes up. My help comes from the Lord. from you, Lord. Yes. I'm calling on the God of Jacob, who will open up the oceans. I know that you will keep your covenant. I'm calling on the God of Moses, the God who opened up the ocean. I'm asking you to do the same thing for me. Yes, Lord. Oh, God, my God, I need you. Oh, God, my God, I need you now. How I need you now. Oh, rock of ages, I'm standing on your faithfulness. I'm calling on the God of Mary, whose favor rests upon the lowly. I know through you all things are possible. Yes, I'm calling on the God of David, who made the shepherd boy courageous. I may not face Goliath, but I've got my own giants. Oh, God, my God, I need you now. How I need you now. Oh, rock of ages, I'm standing on your faithfulness, oh God, my God, I need you, oh God, my God, I need you now, how I need you now, oh rock of ages, I'm standing on your faithfulness. On your faithfulness, standing on your faithfulness, you hear your children, then God hear your children now. You are the same God. You are the same God. You answered prayers back then, and you will answer now. You are the same God. You are the same God. You moved in power, healer then. You are a healer now. You are the same God. You are the same God. You were a healer then. You were the Savior then. You are the Savior now. You are the same God. You are the same God. You moved in power then. God, move in power now. You are the same God. You are the same God. You were providing then. You are providing now. You are the same God. You are the same God. Oh, God, my God, I need you. Oh, God, my God, I need you now. How I need you now. Oh, rock of ages, I'm standing on your faithfulness, on your faithfulness. Oh, God, my God, I need you. Oh, God, my God, I need you now. How I need you now. Oh, rock of ages, I'm standing on your faithfulness, on your faithfulness. Standing on your faithfulness. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Standing on your faithfulness. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. You are faithful. That's why we stand on you. That's why we stand on you. That's why we stand on you, Jesus, because we know that you keep your word. You don't say maybe. You don't say I don't know. You keep your word. You keep your word, Jesus. That's why we love you. Because you keep your promises. And we all need you. We all need something from you. And I thank you, Lord God, that you meet every one of our of these needs that is represented tonight. Because everybody needs something different. And I thank you that whatever these needs are, healing in their bodies, finances, you know, help mentally, there's all kinds of things that people could need. And I thank you, Master, that you are the need meter. Thank you that you are the provider, that you're the healer, you're the strength giver, and that whatever we need, we can count on you to meet the need. And I thank you, Master. Thank you for our time in the Word tonight. And we get to study about you tonight. Learn your ways. And help us, these listeners, to apply it to their life. To be able to apply it. To receive, to not only receive, but to apply the Word in their own life. Because the best results come when you apply it. I thank you for that. Thank you that they would be focused on your word. We would be focused on your word tonight as we study. May all distractions be turned off. Whatever those distractions might be, may they be able to concentrate on your word tonight as we study for this next little while that we have. And I thank you for that tonight, Jesus, Master. In Jesus' matchless name. And now I'll make my confession over this program. I say that sponsors and partners come into this program, that finances come into this program, that increases in listenership come into this program. Most importantly of all, I thank you for the huge amount of souls coming into your kingdom as a result of this great program. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's make our Bible confession, please. And Don't say anything that you don't mean. Let's make this Bible confession. If you're somewhere, no, we'll just say it. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I have what the Word says I can have. I can do what the Word says that I can do. This Bible is more than a storybook to me. It is more than a religious book to me. And it is more than a history book to me. Tonight, I am a believer. Therefore, I'm a receiver. And I do believe that I will receive absolutely everything that God has for me tonight in the name of Jesus. Clap if you believe it. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Turn with me, if you would, please, to the book of Mark. Amen. Miracle Man's going to preach from Mark tonight. Sometimes my pastor, Dr. Mark T. Barclay, a couple times, I actually had it on a cassette tape from back in my childhood, actually. I almost said youth, but I'm beyond youth. I'm like childhood, like when I was in like single digits of years, like maybe 7, 8, 9. And of course, more often than not, especially if it was a Sunday morning, at that age, I would have been in children's church. But I had on cassette tape where once he had said, "My God, Mark's going to preach for Mark." And he's like, "We're going to go to these two different texts in Mark." And he's like, "I'm not old enough to have written both of them," but he had said, "Mark's going to preach for Mark." That's kind of funny, Cassandra, isn't it, that he would say that? I think it's funny. I do. But so I just did that. And no, listeners, in case you're wondering, my name is not Mark. My name is not Mark. Sorry, folks. I feel a little bit punchy tonight, I guess. I don't know. I just had to get that little Mark thing off my chest. I don't know. All right. Well, thank God for the Word of God, and let's get to the text for tonight. And the Word of God. Hallelujah. Mark 8. I'm going to begin with verse 1, because I remember I had said to turn to the book of Mark. But then I got on that little thing of Mark preaching from Mark, and I hadn't given you the exact address. So, praise God, Mark 8. Want to begin with verse 1. And I'm going to call this Jesus the provider. Amen. So I'm going to begin with verse 1 of Mark 8. During these days, another large crowd gathered. Since they had nothing to eat, Jesus called his disciples to him. And he said, actually a better title for this message is Jesus, the Multiplier. The Multiplier. Provider still fits because provides to the meeting of the need. Praise God. Verse 2. And Jesus looked with them. And he said, I have compassion on these people because they have already been with me for... Some of you people are going to be scared when I say this, but don't be. He says, I've had compassion on me because they have been with me for 3 days and I've had nothing to eat. And these days we can have people who are mad in church when it goes past 12 and they feel that their barbecue that they're making or their roast that they're making will be burnt when they get home from church. But he says, they've been here with me for 3 days and I've had nothing to eat. If I send them home hungry, they might collapse on the way. Because some of them have come a long way. They've come a long distance. His disciples answered, where in this remote place can anyone get enough bread to feed them? Then Jesus asks a question. How many loaves do you have? 7, they replied. He told the crowd to sit down on the ground. When he had taken the 7 loaves and given thanks, he broke them. He gave them to his disciples to set before the people, and they did so. They had a few small fish as well. He gave thanks for the fish also and told the disciples to distribute them. The people ate and were satisfied. Afterward, the disciples picked up 7 basketfuls of broken pieces that were left over. About 4,000 men were present, and having sent them away, he got into the boat with his disciples and went to the region of Phomanthua. The Pharisees came and began to question Jesus in order to test him. And they asked him for a sign from heaven. Deeply, and he said, why does this generation ask for a miraculous sign? I tell you the truth, no sign will be given to it. Then he left them, got back into the boat, and crossed to the other side. You see, folks, Jesus had been there with his disciples and all those people. 4,000 people came there to hear him speak, to watch him do miracles, to get healed, you know, to get freed from things, you know, all this stuff. They had been with him for 3 days in that remote place. They didn't have hotel rooms to go to. Nowadays, you know, we'll have, you know, a 4-day conference, 3-day conference, 5-day conference, you know, whatever. And we'll have the hotels to stay at and, you know, generally they make sure, you know, that there's time to eat and what have you. These people were there for 3 days, nothing to eat. But then he looked and he's like, all right, I have compassion. They've been here with me for 3 days. They put up with me for 3 days with no food. And he's like, we need to feed them. So he's like, well, what do we do? The disciples are like, they tell him, Lord, they ask him, you know, where are we going to get enough food to feed him? And he says, you know, how many loaves do you have? There's 7 loaves of bread, and there's some small fish. Let me think here. 7 loaves of bread, a few small fish. On its own, not going to feed 4,000 people. When I think of a loaf of bread, I think of maybe like, you know, 10, 12 pieces in it, 15, I don't know. But like, you know, you know, maybe 7 loaves of, maybe enough to feed 100 people, close to it maybe, not 4,000. And then there's 4,000 men plus women and children, so we're talking like up to 12,000 or more total that are there, and there's enough food for all of them, so much so that there's like some basketfuls of broken pieces that were left over. And I doubt they were tiny little baskets, but they had broken, leftover pieces. And that wasn't just some little where the more bread and fish just appeared randomly. It was not a truck from McDonald's. It was not a truck from Long John Silver's. Or Red Lobster, or wherever, or one of the restaurants. Because back then, they didn't even have those restaurant options. But he provided. You know, provision was made. Multiplication. It was multiplied. The seed was multiplied to the meeting of the need. Because that need that was there, that need to feed 4,000 people, that's a great need. Actually, we can multiply that by like 12,000 people, maybe even 14,000 people, 15,000. So, which means even more. And that is a lot of mouths to feed, especially when they've been there for 3 days and have had nothing to eat. But you see, the God we serve is the God of more than enough. He's not the God of just enough to pay your bills, just enough to get by, just enough to, you know, for your family. No. Our God is the God of more than enough. God wants us to be blessed. And by the way, not just financially. He wants us to be blessed, yes, financially, blessed in our soul, blessed in our mind, blessed in our, you know, memory and stuff, blessed in our health, in all these different ways, blessed spiritually. And he wants us to be blessed. He's the God of multiplication. Because that fish, that bread, multiplied. And that thing was just provided. It didn't say where the extra fish came from, the extra bread came from. We may never know where it came from. But that's the question I would love to ask Jesus when the rapture happens, we get to ask heaven. One of the things I'm going to ask Jesus is, now Jesus, where did all of that extra bread and fish come from in the story where you fed the 4,000 men plus women and children? Where did they come from? I'd be like, yes, I know in your word that, you know, it was a miracle, but where did it come from? How did enough food that could possibly feed, you know, depending on the size of the loaves of bread, maybe less than 50 people, maybe up to 75 or 100 people, I don't know. And by the way, that's just, you know, one maybe small piece of fish and a piece of bread per person. But I ask you, where did all the extra stuff come from? How did you do it? There's things about the miracle working power of God that we won't know on this earth. Even when you hear about these stories of the supernatural provision, like where people have stories like where suddenly they got blessed. You know, where maybe the company was laying off a whole bunch of people. This person, instead, they would say, like, it's a great testimony. And instead of getting laid off, they get a raise of multiple pay scales. And you see, the God we serve is the God of not just enough. He's the God of more than enough. He's Jireh, Jehovah Jireh. The God of my provider. The God where you just open up the fish's mouth, and in it there was a coin that was enough to pay the taxes because this person owed some taxes. He had some back taxes. Remember, give to Caesar what is Caesar's, give to God what is God's. And so, you know, you can't really live right without both T's, tithes, taxes. And so, but, you know, it said, like, in the mouth of this fish will be enough to pay your taxes. And yes, there was enough money in that fish's mouth. And he went down there, and he paid his taxes. But no, this is not a sermon on taxes. So that's the last time you'll hear about it from me tonight. And so he goes there, you know, he has. But you see, he's the provider. And when you go to the fish bank, you know, and he's the provider for you. And I'm so glad to serve, you know. He's the Savior. He's the healer. He's the deliverer. He's the provider. And there's all these great attributes of Jesus, all these benefits that come from my God. And so, he always comes through for us. It's amazing that you know, whatever battles we go through, she's always there with a solution for us. Because if you live on this earth, you're going to go through some battles. And oftentimes, it'll be different types of battles. But he has a solution for all of them. And as there's something I like to say. We are real people. We have real problems. But we serve a real God. Amen. And so that's something that I honestly thank God for all the time. And of course, you know, for to see this, you know, provision in your life, you know, whatever provision it is that you're believing for, of course, you have to be believing for it, believing God for it. And, you know, that I'm trusting in him because, you know, faith requires belief in him. Amen. Heavenly Father, thank you for this word tonight. I pray that we would get this word in our heart and that we would always be able to lean on you, trust in you, and know that you are the answer. You have the answers. You are the provider. Whatever it is that we're having need of for you to provide, that you provide it for us. And I thank you, Master, for that. And that we would be doers of your word and putting your word into practice, asking you, believing in you, keeping your commandments, serving you. Thank you, Master, for that. In your matchless name we pray. Amen. In terms of sports, Lions, bye week. So no Lions tonight, this week. So there's a couple of surprises that I want to mention as we are now turning into week 6 of the football season. A few things that kind of stand out to me that are kind of surprising. I am surprised that I am surprised that the Steelers are 1-4 right now. I'm honestly surprised by this. But then again, when you don't have Ben Roethlisberger anymore as he retired, came time for them to rebuild. Rams being 2-3 right now. That's another surprise to me. Another big one, there are no 0-5 teams right now. As in zero, there are zero winless teams. A lot of times you'll at least have an 0-6, 0-7, 0-8. Last year the Lions made it to like 0-10-1 before they got a win. But they won in week 2. And so it's been interesting. It's having an interesting year. And even the even those Buccaneers with Brady, they're 3-2 right now. Cowboys 4-1. It's not so bad. America's team. Bengals 2-3. I think they're still rising. A couple of games I'd like to pick, NFL wise. One of them is 49ers, Falcons, in San Francisco Sunday, 4:25, I believe. One is 3-2. The Falcons are 2-3. They are a team that's now trying to rebuild. And they've shown some decent signs. They've shown that they're able to come back from big deficits, but they need to find a way to stop digging those big holes. They want to be good. My honest prediction? For Sunday? Gold Rush 28, Little Falcon 22. Another big one we got, Cowboys at Eagles. If the Cowboys can go into Philadelphia, then it can put the Cowboys right there with the Eagles. I think the Cowboys could go in there and shock people and get it done. My prediction. Save the horse, ride a cowboy. 29, fly like an eagle, 25. College football, Michigan could have a bit of a test this week. Playing Penn State. In Michigan, in Ann Arbor. My prediction. Winning again, 34, Pencil State, Penn and Markers, 26. So, Michigan State, I honestly, at this point, expect them to lose another game. I do expect them to lose their game on Saturday. High school. Dow, home. Mount Pleasant versus Mount Pleasant. Last home game of the regular season. Dow is 2-4. If they lose to Mount Pleasant on Friday, they are guaranteed a losing regular season for the first time since 2011. And even though I'm not a Dow alumnus, I've learned to respect them and what they've been trying to achieve. They have racked up 10 winning seasons in a row. Coach Watkins, who had been there for a time, Jason Watkins, only had one losing season while he was the coach there. That was in 2011. And so I give Jason Watkins, and not even the new guy, credit. They've tried to build a good program, a more competitive program than what they had been previously. Dow beating Midland has, prior to 2010, Midland had beaten Dow 7 times in a row. You know what? I'm going to move on from that little thing. We'll talk more about that next when Midland plays Dow. But my point for Dow is Dow has to win if they want any shot of a winning season. They will have to beat Mount Pleasant and Midland. I could maybe see them doing one. But I cannot see them getting both. But to be honest with you, I think Dow is going to lose this game to Mount Pleasant. My honest prediction. Well, well-oiled machine. Well-oiled machine. 45. Dow Jones Industrial Average. 20. I think Dow will try to maybe increase the scoring a little bit, but I think Mount Pleasant's defense will be a bit tough, and I do think Mount Pleasant will continue to have a high-powered offense. So that's my prediction for Dow. They'll fall to Mount Pleasant. Midland going to the UP for their first time ever. It's not their first time playing a team from the Upper Peninsula, but it's their first time going up there to play a game. They will be playing Marquette on Friday at 7 in Marquette. I've not looked at the weather for up there yet. Could weather play a factor? Maybe. But we'll have to see. Marquette is 3-4. Midland is 6-1. Midland is ranked number 5 in terms of playoff points. And they have every reason to be optimistic. One in the press thought that Midland was going to be 2-7 again this year, just like they were last year. This, according to the Midland High Chemic Football Group that I'm a part of. They predicted 2-7, including a loss to Marquette. They are 6-1. My honest prediction. Comic books. Marquette Mountain, 14. So, once again, my predictions for this weekend are that the Midland will beat Marquette based on my prediction. Dow will fall to Mount Pleasant. Michigan will beat Penn State. Michigan State will lose. And then the 49ers will beat the Falcons. And then the other game that I picked, Cowboys to beat the Eagles. So in other words, your winners, your projected winners are Cowboys, 49ers, Michigan, and then State to lose, Midland, Mount Pleasant. I confess Psalm 91 over us in the name of Jesus. I played that. No plague shall come nigh us, our dwelling. You've given your angels charge over us to keep us in all of our ways. No drug or drunk driver, no rapist, no burglar, no murderer, no suicide, no fire, flood, or crash. None of this evil stuff will come near us or our loved ones. We're going to live in great peace and great joy and prosperity and be a powerful witness for you, Jesus. Amen. I sure love you. And until next time, God first, God always. So long, everybody.